Let's compare the iPhone 12 Pro with the iPhone 15 Pro in 2024 and see what's different. So the iPhone 12 Pro was released in 2020, while the 15 Pro was released in 2023. So 3 years separate these devices. Similar size and very similar in weight, 6.7, 6.6 ounces. So very much the same. Materials are both good, but they do differ a little. The 12 Pro is glass and stainless steel frame, while the 15 Pro has glass and a titanium frame. Both of these devices have eSIM technology, but the 12 Pro also has the physical nano SIM card slot, so there's a slight advantage right there. As for dust and water resistance, both are the same, IP68 dust and water resistance, 6 meters for 30 minutes on both of these. As for the displays, both are 6.1 inches, but there is a difference in the refresh rate. They both have Super Retina displays, but the 12 Pro has a 60 Hertz refresh rate, and the 15 Pro has 120 Hertz. To put that into perspective, the regular iPhone SE has a 60 Hertz refresh rate. So you're getting quite a different experience when switching to the 15 Pro, much better. Also, you get a brighter display, and the iPhone 15 Pro has 2000 nits, almost double the 1200 nits on the 12 Pro. The other difference in display is also you have a notch on the 12 Pro, while you get dynamic island on the 15 Pro, and the 15 Pro also has always on display. And for software, the 12 Pro launched with iOS 14, but both are running the newest software of iOS 17. For the chipset, the 12 Pro has the A14 Bionic and the 15 has the A17. Both are still very powerful to this day. Both come in with internal storage of 128 gigs. But the 12 Pro has 6 gigs of RAM versus the 15 Pro's 8 gigs of RAM. Not much difference, but the 15 Pro definitely will get more years of updates, obviously. Both of these phones have a triple camera system on the back. The 12 Pro has all three cameras at 12 megapixels, the main camera, telephoto, and ultra wide, while the 15 Pro has a 48 megapixel main camera. And then the other two are 12 megapixels, the telephoto and the ultra wide, and both shoot in 4K. And the selfie cameras are pretty much the same, 12 megapixels, both at 4K as well. But regardless, both of these shoot very, very nice video and take very nice pictures. You won't see much difference. The 12 Pro has Bluetooth 5.0, while the 15 Pro has 5.3. For the charging, that's where you're gonna see a big difference, going from a Lightning on the 12 Pro to USB Type-C on the 15 Pro. So that's going to be a huge difference for a lot of people in day-to-day use. Both are using the Face ID system to unlock your device. The 12 Pro has ultra wideband 1, 15 Pro has wideband 2, and also emergency SOS. We do have a bump in battery life. The iPhone 12 Pro has 2815 milliamps, and the 15 Pro steps it up to 3274. So you will probably see a bit better battery life on the 15 Pro. As for the charging, both of these still charge 50% in 30 minutes. And they both have MagSafe magnetic charging at 15 watts. The 12 Pro has 7.5 watts of wireless Qi charging, but the 15 Pro doubles that Qi 2 charging at 15 watts. And also it has 4.5 watts of reverse wired charging, and that's due to the USB Type-C. And here in 2024, I think the biggest difference between these two devices is going to be the price. The 12 Pro can be found for around $300 starting, so you can get a very good deal on that for the phone that you, for the phone and features you get for $300. While the 15 Pro obviously is the newest model Pro, and that one's gonna cost you $1,000. But these do compare very well to each other. The 12 Pro is no slouch. You won't find much differences in day-to-day use. The biggest differences that you'll notice are going to be the display at the top. So you got the notch versus the dynamic island. Functionality, it doesn't really matter. But you know, there is a visual difference right there. The next thing is going to be the refresh rate on the screens. You got a basic 60 hertz on the 12, while the 15 has at 120 hertz. And the next one is going to be the charging port going from Lightning to USB-C. I think that's a game changer for a lot of people, because I use my laptop charger, which is USB-C, and it's a fast charger, and it'll charge the phone pretty quickly. And it could charge several devices with using the same cable. So it makes it a little bit easier, in my opinion. But those are the three major differences between these. Although these are separated by 3 years, you would think that there'll be some major changes. But on a day-to-day basis, functionality-wise, the 12 Pro is still a beast compared to the 15 Pro. And if you could get it at $300 and with great with decent battery health, I think it's a good choice in 2024. Even if you get it used and you have to replace the battery, it's still around $400 probably. So yeah, definitely consider the 12 Pro if you want a pro phone, but you don't want to pay $1,000. You won't miss that many features from the 15 Pro. So there you go.